Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta with me. Damn it, you could be in Honolulu, you could be in Vancouver, you could be in Seattle, home of the All-Star Game. We'll talk about that in a minute. Shout-outs to people in Chicago, my folks in Vegas, people in Idaho, Texas, New York. Man, I could go all over the country. What's up, Toronto? Yeah, I ain't forget you either. Thank you for listening. So whether you're locked in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158 or smart speaker, I say thank you. Thank you as well to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And there is no show without you, so thank you again. As I just mentioned, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game took place tonight in Seattle, Washington. T-Mobile Park. It's not a day that goes by where I mention it that I don't want to call it Safeco Field. The National League ends up winning the game, the final score 3-2. This is the first time the National League won a Major League Baseball All-Star game since 2012. And they can go out there and just thank the National League. Well, I can't even call him the National League. He's the All-Star Game MVP, Elias Diaz, who happens to be the catcher for the Colorado Rockies. In the eighth inning, he hit a two-run home run, giving them the lead. They held on to that lead. They win. He goes home with the MVP award. And so a busy night for baseball up in Seattle. Unfortunately, there's some a lot of other news surrounding some existing legends and some of their gripes when it comes down to baseball. We talked about Pete Rose. Rob Manfred made it very clear that no, there is not going to be any reinstatement of Pete Rose. And this news has started to bubble as well. We just shared with you some audio before the break. Barry Bonds, I want to say in more detail than I've ever heard before, sharing his gripes with not getting into the Hall of Fame. And so we'll share that with you again shortly. I can't remember Barry Bonds just speaking in so much detail about his issues with baseball and how he is seemingly just been pushed out to the side. But we'll get to that momentarily. Let's recap this All-Star game for tonight. Kudos to Major League Baseball. It was a fun game to watch. It was close all the way through. We had players who were mic'd up. We had some amazing plays to start the game. Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees, he went out there and started, and He got some great help from Arozarena with some defensive help in the outfield as well as Diaz. And so it was a good start to the game. A matter of fact, Gerrit Cole was able to go out there and pitch a perfect game. One inning, I don't think he threw more than 30 pitches, no strikeouts, no hits, just a lot of great defense. This is what he had to say after the game to SNY. Take a listen.
What was it like starting your first All-Star game?
It was great. A lot of adrenaline for bullpen day. A lot of adrenaline. So that was a pretty fun experience. I thought Jonah did a great job. The outfielders were on their game for sure. I gave them some tough chances and they converted it. So it was just overall it was really fun.
Yeah, he had a good time. Now he has to go back to the Yankees, where it won't be fun because the Yankees can't score worth a damn. And talking about some of that great defensive help that Gerrit Cole got, take a listen to this from Fox Sports. Randy Arozarena, he robbed Freddie Freeman of a hit in the first inning. Take a listen.
Cole's 1-2 to Freeman is popped down the left field line towards the corner. Arozarena to the wall. He makes the catch. What a way to begin the Midsummer Classic. One great catch in right, one great catch in left. Arozarena doesn't waste any time.
And immediately when he went up to bat after that amazing catch to start off the frame, he immediately got to first base and saw the guy that he just robbed, and that happened to be Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman with some kind words to Randy. Listen.
You can't take hits away and get hits. You got to pick one. That is not fair. He says he's sorry, guys. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. He said he's sorry. Nice catch, dude. That's a great start to your game. Yeah, real good.
Yeah, we five batters into the game. We got an early MVP candidate for the All-Star game.
Oh, and he's running.
Right out. Takes off. Oh, throw him out.
Yeah, and once we got all of the fun and the niceties out the way, we did get some scoring. First score of the game came in the bottom of the second. Yandy Diaz, shout-outs to all the Rays fans out there. He put up the first run of the game by knocking out a home run to left field. The game was tied up. Mr. Arias from Miami, Mr. Batting almost 400, 380. He was able to single home a run. The game was tied up at one all in the top of the fourth. Dante Bichette was able to give his son, I'm thinking about his dad, Junior, was able to go out there and give the American League a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth. And that's where they sat for a couple of frames until we got to the top of the eighth. In the National League, they were able to hit a home run to give them a lead. Elias Diaz, he decided to hit a two-run bomb to basically close out this game. Take a listen to this.
2-2 to Diaz is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
That go-ahead home run gave them the lead and ultimately the victory, but not before Craig Kimbrell of the Phillies went out there in the bottom of the ninth, decided to walk two guys, which means two guys on base. He had Julio Rodriguez, who he put on base as well. He struck out Jose Ramirez, and he gave everybody a little bit of a scare. This is Craig Kimbrell talking to Fox Sports.
Getting to face Rodriguez there and seeing this crowd get up and get excited, I took a moment, stood on the back of the mound, took it in. It was pretty cool to see, especially with the home crowd. I'm just glad I was able to get the job done. It's been a while since the National League has got a win, so it feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a while. 2012. And so with that victory, the guy who hit the go-ahead home run, Elias Diaz, well, who gave him the trophy? No one other than some guy named Cal Ripken Jr.
I was very honored to win this award in 2001 right here in Seattle in my last All-Star game. And I'm equally honored to be here tonight to present the MVP of this game's award to Elias Diaz.
And Diaz was like, man, I didn't expect to be here. He did it. And I remember that. Cal Ripken, remember? And Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, they started moving around so Cal Ripken could go out there and play shortstop. I remember watching that live. Damn, 2001. How about that? Well, anyway, things got emotional for Elias Diaz because he was standing there talking to Fox after the game via his translator, and they started asking him about his mom. And the man started to tear up. I don't blame him. People love their mothers. Listen to this.
Incredibly special for me, you know, to have her here. A lot of emotions with everything that we've been through, all the sacrifices that she made for me. It was really special to have her here for me.
Yeah, he loves his mom. I can't blame him. The guy was starting to cry. They gave him what do you call that? A crystal bat. That's what it was, right?
I believe so, yes.
It'll probably get broken on his way home. I hope not. But anyway, congratulations to the National League. Who cares? You know, maybe you like your team. Congratulations to Diaz for winning the MVP. And it was a fun game to watch. I can't take that away from Major League Baseball at all. They had a great showing tonight, and Rob Manfred didn't step out onto the field to get booed. They decided to send Cal Ripken out. Nobody's booing Cal Ripken Jr. So congratulations to Major League Baseball for putting on a hell of a night. Now, if I remember correctly, and it's been a few years since I've been because of this thing called COVID, but the ESPY Awards should be tomorrow night. If we're following things, the ESPY Awards typically follow the Major League Baseball All-Star Game because it's the only damn day where everybody can just show up and just watch a game. And so that's typically how my life has gone. Before radio, what would I do? I'd go to NBA Summer League in Vegas, and then maybe I would go to the All-Star Game or the Home Run Derby, and then maybe I'd go to the All-Star Game, and then I'd go to L.A. to see the ESPYs, and then I'd go back to Vegas, and then I'd go back home. But I'm here with you, and I think I've had my share of all the trekking around. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cam is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cam?
What's up, JR? What's up, Shep? How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, so before I get into the Barry Bonds stuff, I just had been kind of running this theory through my head. I got a quick question for you. I feel like you get a lot of callers from a lot of states, but when people call from San Diego specifically, they say San Diego and not California, and you do get a lot of San Diego callers, I feel like. Am I mistaken, or is that just my bias?
No, it's not bias. We got a lot of folks down in Southern California. Yes, correct.
So here's my theory why. I can't say that I've listened to a lot of local radio broadcasts for other sports teams, but the Padres are on 97.3, which is the same station that you air on here.
Yeah,
any of my other local San Diegans and Padres fans, we have some great radio guys, Ben and Woods, John Quintero, Gwynn and Chris. So just kind of wanted to throw that out there, give a shout out to my San Diegans, and let you know that you got a really good audience in San Diego because we've got some really good local radio guys here too, and just kind of making that connection.
No, shout outs to everybody listening out on the fan. Yeah, absolutely, man.
What I got to say about Barry Bonds. So should he be in the Hall of Fame? Absolutely. He's one of the three best talents that's ever stepped foot on a baseball diamond. But I think we can all say that we've had experiences in life or in our professional careers where somebody got a promotion or an advancement, and it wasn't because they had the best numbers or best metrics or because they were the best at their job. They were probably pretty good, but, you know, they kissed the right asses and they made friends with the right people.
Yeah.
And so they got the promotion maybe when somebody, quote unquote, more deserving was passed over, and it's because, you know, sports, just like life, there's a game of politics that goes on inside it. And Barry Bonds was horrible at that game, and he made way more enemies than friends. And like you said, you made your bed, you got to lie in it. You reap what you sow, and you don't always get what you quote-unquote deserve.
Yeah, I think And you know what? I think it's a double-edged sword. We all know about what Barry Bonds accomplished. We know about what he accomplished when his head got bigger. He kind of alluded to that in not the most direct terms. But here's the facts, man. Would he be or would he have put on or had all of those extra years, the 73 home runs, the 1 million gazillion walks, would he have done all of that if he didn't have the same attitude that he – you get what I'm saying? If he didn't have the same nastiness of, I'm going to show these guys, I'm going to prove it to them that I belong in this category – if he didn't have that rancor about him, would he have accumulated all of these stats and numbers on those last several years?
That's a great point, you know, and who's to say, and that edge might have been what drove him. But
sure,
I look at other great talents like Mike Trout and Shohei, and they don't seem to have that surliness that you were talking about. So it can certainly be done without that edge, right?
Well, Mike Trout is he's kind of broken right now. I don't know if I'd use him as an example.
Yeah, maybe not. I'm just talking talent wise. But one other thing I wanted to mention. You said the one word associated with Barry Bonds, and then you said surly, and in my head I was going steroids. I guess we have a difference of opinion there. But
We can throw a lot of S words out at Barry Bonds, but I don't need him sending me emails about lawsuits. So I'll stay away from that. Okay.
There you go. Alleged, I should say. Don't sue J.R. Barry. That was Cam from San Diego. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Always appreciate it. Love your show. Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you, Cam, for calling from San Diego. You know what? I want you to hear from Barry Bonds again out of his own damn mouth. He was on a Hollywood Swingin' podcast, and Barry Bonds talked more than I've ever heard him speak over the past, I feel like, 30 years. And he said he doesn't understand why he's getting double punished by not getting into the Hall of Fame. And by listening to him, it sounds like he's kind of admitting to something, but not. Listen to this.
Major League Baseball, and let's get this clearly and straight, had a rule and has rules. Okay? Whether they were broken or not broken, there were rules, some rules. My era, there was no rules. In the era they changed the rules in 2003 or 2004, whenever the rules started to change, there was rules. There are some people that were convicted of those rules during the case of those rules. Well, Major League Baseball said if you did X, you were suspended for X, right? The athlete was suspended for X. That means he missed time in baseball. He was punished for that. His numbers still are the same for based on what he's accomplished. That does not prevent him from the other part of the for getting into the Hall of Fame. It has nothing to do with it. If Major League Baseball has punished you for whatever mistakes you made, whether you hit a pitcher, hit a person, you missed 5 games, or was performing enhancing drugs, you missed 50 games, or whatever that is, Major League Baseball already punished you for those stints. Why is the Hall of Fame punishing you? Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense that you're being double punished for something that you've already been punished for.
Somebody give Barry Bonds a hug. Is it too late to give him a hug? I mean, the first part of what he said, just the first part, basically said, hey, listen, folks, there were no rules about all these drugs and all these steroids and PEDs. And so if there were no rules, I didn't break any. And so put me in. Well, listen, Barry, I'm sorry. It's too late. Barry Bonds, the earliest that he can get into the Hall of Fame is 2026. And he'd have to go in via one of these new committees that they've basically put together. Because last winter between him and Roger Clemens, they've had 10 chances, 10, count them, 10, to go into the Hall of Fame. Almost 400 voters every time. You need 75% of the vote for 10 years. Neither him or Roger Clemens got it. And so the writers can't put him in. And so Barry Bonds is kind of ticked off, and I guess now he's telling everybody about it. I guess he didn't think that hard when he was actually playing. and treating people like jerks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about these comments from Barry Bonds? It's kind of crazy that Major League Baseball has its All-Star game, and even outside of the game, Barry Bonds and Pete Rose are garnering attention. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I do want to give you an update on some of the additional changes and rule changes going on in both the NBA and potentially Major League Baseball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work, listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Listen, man. If Barry Bonds, get ready for this. If he wasn't cold as ice, maybe he'd be in the Hall of Fame. He treated people like a jerk for so damn long, and now he's sitting around doing podcasts. Yes, even Barry Bonds is doing podcasts. How about this? I didn't wake up on whatever today is, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. I don't know. I'm just alive. I had no idea that I'd hear from both Zion Williamson and Barry Bonds. Oh, yeah, Zion did a podcast, too. He sat down with Gilbert Arenas for like 10 minutes, and Zion admitted something that everybody knew already, that, I've had some difficulty with my diet. Well, thanks, Zion. I think we knew that. A matter of fact, let's hear from Zion. He's just walking by in Vegas, walking by Gilbert Arenas doing a live show, and Gilbert Arenas pulled no punches. He just said, hey, man, what are you... You got problems eating? Listen to this.
Is it hard to diet at your age?
Jeez.
Be honest.
Since it's you, I'll be real. There are times when I will say that, man. It's hard, man. Like, you 20, 22, got a lot of money. It feel like all the money in the world, man. It is hard, but I'm at that point now where because of certain things, I'm putting back, like, the wisdom around me, a bunch of... Like, I don't want to say older because they take offense to it. But, and I'm just putting people around me with wisdom, put me on game to certain things, and just go from there.
Okay. Good. Good. Good for him. Like, tell me something I didn't know. And I get paid to talk for a living. I've done okay my whole life talking and communicating for a living. I've done okay. But in the case of somebody like Zion, and I get it, you're in Vegas, you're running around as Gilbert Arenas, just don't talk. We don't want to hear anything. Bruh, go play. It's like John Morant. I don't need another interview. I don't need an apology. Just and there won't be another interview with Jalen Rose because Jalen Rose, ESPN, they fired the guy. But we don't need none of that. Just go play. I don't need to know that you're eating carrots and you're stretching out right now. Just go play basketball, man. And so we got Zion and then we got Barry Bonds. Like, Michael Jordan's going to sit down and do a podcast next about his son dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Wait for that Michael Jordan podcast. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Barry Bonds and He's spoken more, I feel like, than I've heard the guy talk in 30 years. All of a sudden, now he's just like, I'm not in the Hall of Fame, and I'm double punished. And look, you were the one who acted like a jerk. It's not just about your numbers. Keep that in mind, man. You bit the hand that feeds you, dude. 855-212-4CBS. Ron is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, I just want to I was trying to break down this conversation also, and he didn't name no names, but when he said, like, you take a player like David Ortiz, who was busted for steroids, and yet he's got in on the first Hall of Fame. I would be, if I'm him, I would be disappointed too.
But at what point does somebody look in the mirror and go, well, this is what I did? And Barry Bonds, at the same time, it was only a few years ago where he admitted out of his own mouth that he was a jerk when how he treated people and that affected him. He said it was his own doing. He can't have it both ways.
Well, I agree, but isn't the Hall of Fame about numbers and not about being previous caller said it's about your performance on the field, not what you do to the media, talk to the media?
No, it's not.
It's a combination of both, but when I look at it, like
You asked me a question, and I'm going to tell you this. It's not just about a combination of both. You'd be real stupid. I don't care. Let's break it down. I think most of us have gone to school. I think anybody would be a complete idiot to go into a classroom. Let's make it real simple. Ninth grade. I think that's a freshman in high school, right? I think you'd be an idiot to go to school every day and, just talk crap to the professor or teacher every day and just think that you giving out, writing good papers is going to get you an A. And at the end of the year, when you get a C because your behavior was poor, well, look at the great writing that I did. Well, did you see how you treated the teacher? It's just common sense. And when you specifically want to talk about going into the Hall of Fame, I'm looking at it right now. Voting shall be based on the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the team on which the player played. And yeah, sure, that doesn't have anything to do with the media. This also happens to be a Barry Bonds, who you just heard out of his own mouth basically say, you know what? There were no rules, and so I didn't break any. Like, okay, come on, man. We know he did something. We know this. That's just the facts.
Okay. Allegedly, like I said, there are rules when David Ortiz, right?
I'm not disagreeing with you. We can go down the list of who has gone in and who did this.
That's true. Exactly. That's more than just him, too. Right.
Yeah, but you can't take me into the supermarket and say, hey, man, why are the bananas in that crate and the oranges in this one? It's in a silo, man. He can be upset, but he don't got nobody to be upset with but himself.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, I just accept it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, I'll go with that way because, you know, like I said, and like one of the previous callers said, sometimes it all depends on how somebody takes one person, you know, and some people get it, some people don't. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, for calling from Miami. I can tell you this. The first time that I met David Ortiz, I don't know what year it was. I must have met David Ortiz in 2008. And I met him. He was a Boston Red Sox, obviously. And I met him after a game. And he was introduced to me. I was introduced to him. And I wasn't doing no damn JR Sport Brief. I started the JR Sport Brief in 2009. I was working in production. I'm a producer by trade. I was producing a friend of mine who does TV production said, hey, David Ortiz, this is JR, David Ortiz. David Ortiz treated me like I knew him for years. For years. The same affable, funny dude you see on TV, ha ha ha. Man, nicest guy. Simple as that. And so, yeah, I can't take away from what you said, man. But so what? two wrongs don't make a right. How one guy treats somebody else. Like, look in the mirror. Barry Bonds has said it out of his own mouth. I treated people like a jerk. I did it to myself. And now he's sitting around doing podcasts going, oh, yeah, now I'm being double punished. Well, here, let's replay what you said yourself. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks so much for taking my call. Interesting topic, and I agree totally. Barry should not be in the Hall of Fame. This is really the Hall of Fame is basically a popularity contest that's judged by sports writers and baseball players' peers. And it's those that do not only have fantastic statistics, but that do honor to the game. And a lot of these guys that aren't in are because they did not do honor to the game. One of my favorite stories is Shoeless Joe Jackson, nearby here in Greenville, South Carolina, one of the coolest little museums I've ever been to. Shoeless Joe was probably the best baseball player of all time. He only had a second grade education, but he was banned from baseball for life because of the Black Sox scandal, which, by the way, the Black Sox was not caused by the scandal. It was because that the owner took so much advantage of the players, they wouldn't do their laundry, so their uniforms got dirty, so they called them the Black Sox. But Shoeless Joe is not in the Hall of Fame, probably the best baseball player ever, banned for life. And Greenville was going to name their team the Greenville Joes, and baseball said no because they are so upset about the whole Black Sox thing and all the cheating. So the thing is, you've got to do honor to the game to get the most highest honor in the game. And Barry has not done honor to the game. He may have been the greatest baseball player of all time. He could have got in without the steroids, without anything else, but he didn't do that. He didn't do that, and he brought dishonor to the game. So that's why these guys should not be in.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Charlotte. I'm gonna break it down even further. We got people arguing about, and I don't pick a Hall of Fame. Pick one. Like, if I'm in the Hall of Fame of XYZ, then maybe I feel a certain way and this and that. But we got people arguing about the Hall of Fame like it's the pearly gates of heaven here. Like, oh, my God, if this guy gets in or this guy doesn't get – it's a Hall of Fame. Like, oh, nobody's getting a bonus, and, yes, for the players in particular, man, it's the highest honor for what they accomplished. But the way some people argue about this guy should be in or this guy should be – you would think that they get a bonus for going into the Hall of Fame. Man, if you know what you did and you can be recognized for it, just accept it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm gonna share with you on the other side of the break Barry Bonds' exact words about how he treated the media, and then I want to compare and contrast it with the words that he just said in this podcast. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, National League won the All-Star game tonight over the American League, the final score 3-2. We got a whole lot of opinions more so on Barry Bonds and an extensive conversation with this new podcast, Hollywood Swinging. You might remember Jerry Hairston Jr., an outfielder in Major League Baseball, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers. You know, Barry Bonds sat down and he started to spill his guts on, you know, not being in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think I've ever heard him speak like this before. And so I'll get to more of your calls momentarily. And then I also told you that he understands that a lot of this is his own doing, and now he's making his case. I'll explain. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 855-212-4CBS. You heard the comments from Barry Bonds. He feels that he is being punished double. Basically said that, you know, there were no rules, so I didn't break any. That's kind of what he said. And he's looking at his reputation. But it was only a few years ago when Barry Bonds was still the hitting coach for the Marlins that Barry Bonds sat down and he pretty much said that he was a dumbass. This is 2016. When it comes down to his reputation and everything that he developed, at the time he told Terrence Moore, it's on me. I'm to blame for the way that I was portrayed because I was a dumbass. I was straight stupid, and I'll be the first to admit it. I mean, I was just flat out dumb. What can I say? I'm not going to try to justify the way I acted toward people. I was stupid. It wasn't an image that I invented on purpose. It actually escalated into that, and then I maintained it. You know what I mean? It was never something that I ever really wanted. No one wants to be treated like that because I was considered to be a terrible person. You'd have to be insane to want to be treated like that. It makes no sense. And then he says, I kick myself now because I'm getting great press and I could have made a trillion more in endorsements. And he continues on. It's very different from what he's now saying about how, you know, well, I didn't get the love and now I'm being punished again by the writers. Well, in 2016, you said you treated them like crap. What do you want? If this was just strictly numbers based, then yeah, sure, fine, Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt, but it's not. It's not the reality of the situation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sean is here from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I got a few points to go through.
Quickly.
Barry Bonds should not going to the Hall of Fame. And one of your previous callers said that David Ortiz should not have gone into the Hall of Fame. But one of the trainers from the Red Sox told him that it was okay to take this stuff. And he was, he was ultimately fired. And
well, to also provide clarity here, Sean, I want to you be accurate about what of our callers said. He didn't say that. He questioned pretty much the love that David Ortiz receives versus the lack of love that Barry Bonds received. He didn't say that.
David Ortiz is a regular person. He you could walk up to him on the street and say, "Hey, what's up?"
Yes, and that was the point. Yes, Sean, and that was the point that I made. I don't want to put words in other people's mouths. We got another Sean. He's calling from Oregon, the other side of the country. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I think Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think, you can go back to if you're going to kick out all the people that did stuff like that in enhancing drugs. I mean, look at back when people were doing greenies. Look at when people are doing all kinds of stuff. People have been doing stuff since the beginning of time. And I'll even make a case that steroids was the best thing for baseball. That was must-see TV, you know, and when Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds were going for the home run record. Well, you know, that was must-see TV back then. And that did so much for baseball.
Sure. But I don't think it's a matter of kicking people out because they know ain't no kicking out Barry Bonds because he's not in there. I mean, we can go down an entire list of terrible human beings for a variety of reasons who happen to be already in the Hall of Fame. But we ain't going down the memory stroll or stroll down memory lane. We've been looking at what it is. And so Barry Bonds, for the past 10 years, for the past decade, he hasn't been in. And he won't get in via the riders. He's going to have to wait until 2026 until one of these specialized committees takes another look at his eligibility. That's just the facts. Joan is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jared, thanks for taking my call. I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame, and I'll tell you why. I think, and you've said it all before, but I think he lacks the integrity and the character that at least I'm looking for, and I think a lot of people are looking for in members of the Hall of Fame. And part of that is, you know, the inconsistency with which he talks. Like, he'll talk on both sides of his mouth, depending on the year and the situation. And, you know, I think when you are a constant complainer of what isn't fair and what you didn't get, and then you turn around and say, oh, shucks, you know, I didn't really mean that. I really, that was then and this is now. But I also think that if you are taking any sports-enhancing stuff, hypothetically, let's say he was, and that's so when he talks about, well, that was a long time ago and it shouldn't count, well, I think if you're taking them, all those records shouldn't count anyway. So if you're not, you know, if we're not going to count the years that he was taking, let's say, hypothetically, taking performance-enhancing drugs, let's just say that wouldn't count anyway on his, you know, in his stats. So I just feel like there's so much about character that he lacks, and I think maybe in time he'll come to his senses, and in 2026 he'll be welcome with open arms, but for now I think he needs to do some character reorganization.
Yeah, just, you know? I think he just needs to look in the mirror. That's just what it boils down to. I mean, at what point, and thank you, Joan, for calling from Chicago. Appreciate you. At what point does anybody look in the mirror and just stop blaming other people? At what point do you stop being the victim? At what point do you stop going, well, they did this over there or this over there? Like, life ain't fair. Like, we all understand that. But what did you do? What did you do to put yourself in the position? What did you do? How did you treat people? You said you were a jerk. You said you were this. You said you were that. And so, yeah, all things considered, in a different world and space where you weren't a jerk, then maybe you wouldn't be bellyaching right now, man. Come on. I don't care. Between him and Roger Clemens, like, I don't care. I don't lose no sleep. I ain't going into their Hall of Fame. I could care less. I just know what the reality is. You can't treat people like crap and then get mad after the fact when they don't pat you on the back. That's a life lesson. That ain't just some stupid Hall of Fame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.